It's business as usual around these parts, where another great fighter has stopped by the park to discuss his career and everything else going on in his life today. It's Yuri Foreman, one of the top 154-pound fighters in boxing. And Yuri, you're coming off a big win over Andre Tsarukyan at the Versus Boxing Show last month. And this was a particularly big win for you because your last bout before the Tsarukyan fight, you defeated Anthony Thompson, a fight that a lot of people were sort of criticizing you on your performance. So how big in terms of sort of, you know, getting back in the good graces of boxing writers was that win over Andre Tsarukyan?
I hope I won back some fans after my before last fight with Anthony Thompson. I know it was a sloppy performance. I was very very disappointed with my performance, and I hope my last fight people like that. I haven't really been much in boxing forums and didn't really check how people like it or not, but people in the gym, they all was impressed, you know, with my performance. So I was happy with that.
I think a lot of people felt a lot better about you know, how you performed following that bout, mm-hmm. as opposed to the one on in June on the undercard of Kodo Juda. Why, you know, why the criticism so much after the Thompson fight? Was there something? I mean, did you think it was fair? And was there something that, looking back now, you felt that you could have done a little bit differently against Thompson?
The style was very, you know, similar styles like Anthony and mine. Sometimes it's prone to make kind of difficult fights, you know, difficult fights in terms of action, you know. And so that's what's happened, you know, I think, you know. And Anthony was doing his thing. I happened to be doing his fight, and that was a lot of grabbing involved, and most of the people was actually criticizing me because they said that I was initiating the holds. But I think it was pretty much 50-50 in that. It's not what I do often. I don't like to hold, but, you know, when Anthony Thompson was holding me, you know, I was in the same time I was grabbing back, because if he grabs my arm, you know, I don't want the other arm, his other arm hitting me. So it was kind of just automatic thing, you know. And so it's not something I'm going to work on the gym and not hold it, because I'm not training in the gym to hold. And I'm training in the gym to throw punches and focus on my game plan more. And so basically it was a lot of mental thing in that fight, and I pulled through anyway, and that's it. It was just bad performance, and I'm really put it behind my back, and right now I just want to concentrate on bigger and better.
All right, so now you're 24-0, 8 KOs following your last victory in December. What are you looking for now in 2008? Is there a specific fight that's being talked about involving yourself? Any specific fighters out there on the horizon for you?
You know what, I let my manager to deal with, but we haven't really, nobody told me what's next, what to expect and who. I really say it to my manager, and he knows that basically if it's give me title shot, or really I don't want to do the person fighting for the title, like eliminations or something, you know. Because
right.
Anthony Thompson was elimination, Andre Tsarukyan was elimination. I want either really a fight that really put me officially a number one, or a title shot, you know.
So, I mean, if you were able to choose, I know it's up to your managers and whatnot. Is there someone out there that you would like to face next?
Really, there's three persons with the belt, any of them.
And
this is my,
who do you consider to be number one in your weight class right now?
I don't know. I would say Dzindziruk. Sergey Dzindziruk is a Ukrainian fighter from Ukraine, but he fights also in Germany. And I think that he's the toughest, but he's less known in the division. because he fought most of his fight, actually I think all of his fight in Germany. And I find him probably the toughest.
I've heard you mention Roman Karmazin as a guy who you think is very tough as well. He has an upcoming
Oh, yeah.
Bout on the undercard of Jones and Tarver. Is that someone that you would potentially be interested in fighting as well?
Roman, I you know, I met him a couple of years ago, and he's really a terrific fighter. I admire him a lot, and really was when he was a champion, I was really happy for him. If he becomes again world champion, then I would love to fight him, you know.
If you look at your fight record, your last four bouts, one was in June, then December, then June, and then this past December. So is it safe to assume that, given that sort of trajectory, that your next bout is going to be in June of 2008? Are you looking for some sort of rhythm here?
Yeah, and then the next fight after June is going to be December.
Right.
Probably, hopefully, a little sooner than June. You know, I don't really. It's not up to me most of the time. I would fight more often. You know, but I don't know. Top Rank is my promoter company, and they basically call me the shots.
Yeah, because two times a year for a fighter such as yourself, a young guy, 27 years old, we'd seem to think that you would want to fight more. Do you ever?
I would like to fight more. I would like to fight at least three times a year. You know.
Do you? Does Top Rank know that you're antsy to get back in there and not on a 6 month?
Yes, they
basis?
Know that. Yes. Yes.
Now the relationship with you and Top Rank, a couple of years into it, how have you liked the way things have been going with the way they've treated you and represented you?
I'm actually happy with them. They're two professionals, no bullshit, I really enjoy it. They're really professionals, you know, this is all I can say, and it's a pleasure being working with them and continue to work with them, you know.
Are you going to try to maybe for your next fight? Because a lot of the guys who come out of New York, the knock on them is that they sometimes try to fight too close to home. Would you like to sort of branch out and fight on enemy territory? I know you fought three or four times on the West Coast, but the majority of your bouts have been in New York. Is that something that you'd be interested to do, or do you not hold much to that?
I'm not hold much to that. I fight really anywhere, but of course, fighting in New York, it's much more comfortable. I don't have to travel, and I'm staying in my home, you know, comfortable. Whatever there is, fight. My suitcase is already packed, so. Ready to travel.
Speak of traveling, and a lot of people like to talk about yourself, Dmitry Salida, the new sort of era of Jewish boxers. Now, for me, it would seem to be a no-brainer. Why not make a fight like in Tel Aviv on the beach, something like that? Put the country on the map as well as you guys. Has that ever been talked about to make a sort of card like that?
In God willing, in the future, yes, it would be awesome to fight there. Right now there's a lot of commotions in the politics and a lot of trouble with that, and I think people right now kind of not showing so much interest to see, like, I don't know, probably actually with right promotion and advertisement it could be really huge.
You know, when you see all the articles discussing Dmitry, and we had him on at Jerry Park last week, a lot of it focuses on his religion and his beliefs, and the fact that he won't fight on a Friday night, and Saturday if sundown is too late. Do you hold the same beliefs? You don't read as much stuff about you with regards to that stuff. Would you fight on a Friday night?
No, I would not. Just I'm kind of got closer to religion about a year, actually 2 years already, and I'm not fighting on Fridays, but I don't want to advertise it, you know, I would refuse to fight on Shabbos, you know.
Do you ever find that, and obviously it's extremely honorable, but when it comes down to when you're trying to make a living and you get offered a big bout, and suppose it's in the summertime when the sundown is too late and you have to pass up, have you ever been faced in that predicament where you've had to choose between your religious beliefs and getting that big payday.
You know, I'll tell you what, last June I fought Anthony Thompson. It was happened to be Saturday. The Shabbos was ending 9 o'clock. I came to the ring 9:15, 9:20. So, you know, bigger fights happening later, you know. So I wouldn't have no problem with even fighting on Saturdays.
So how do you get to Madison Square Garden if you can't travel?
The thing is, I was staying actually. I came 2 days earlier. I was staying in a hotel. Athena Hotel, right across Madison Square Garden. You know.
Gotcha.
So I just walk. I just walked right with my.
So it's really much ado about nothing. A lot of people like to talk about that you're potentially, you know, you have to turn down these big money fights, but really...
You're not turning no big money fights. You can always, promoters can always help you out with that. And if you plan in advance, you know, it's everything going to be, according to Jewish law, everything going to be kosher, you know.
Talking about kosher, my next question, yeah. I was doing some research about you. And I actually stumbled on Page Six, which, you know, in case anyone doesn't know, is sort of like a rumor kind of section of the New York Post. And there was actually a blurb about you that you were not eating spaghetti before your big fight. And, you know, which is obviously interesting knowledge. But the fact that you're now making it into Page Six, what does it feel to now be a sort of celebrity in one of the biggest markets in the world? You know, you're now Page Six worthy.
Yeah, it was awesome, actually. You know, I'm, like, growing up, like, in a small town in Belarus, and I always had, like, this dream to be, you know, to go to America, because I was watching American movies, and slowly, you know, then I moved to Israel, and then from Israel here, and I just see how, you know, I'm getting a little, you know, better in terms of boxing, and a little bit more known. So it's I'm very happy and very cannot complain, you know. I mean, this is kind of slowly my dreams coming true, you know. And if God willing, everything works out, I'm gonna be a champion this year.
You read a lot of stories about when you were growing up and used to watch old tapes of your favorite fighters and whatnot. Were you one of those kids that would? You know, would the, you know, a big Mike Tyson fight or a Lennox Lewis fight or an Evander Holyfield fight, was that shown live, like where you'd have to wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning to watch it, or did you have to get a tape of it, like, you know, a few months down the line?
Most of the time actually was the tapes, but the first time I've seen the way I actually fall in love in boxing, when I was a kid, they were showing back in Russia Mike Tyson and Razor Ruddock,
right,
from Canada, and I just fell in love right at that moment. You know, my parents sent me to boxing, and Mike Tyson is still, till this day, is my favorite fighter, even though he's probably retired already. And but then I moved to Israel, and yeah, I was waking up actually 4 o'clock in the morning and watching fights. One of that was. Yeah, like Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, and then Tyson, Francis Botta.
Right, yes. Definitely not exactly a classic, but one of Tyson's last big fights. You mentioned Tyson as one of your favorite fighters, yet you don't really try to work in the big knockout power like a guy like Mike Tyson. Is that something that eventually as your career goes on you'd like to try to implement so that you won't have to go to the judges' scorecards after every bout?
Mike Tyson, pretty much favorite, not just because of the punch, because of his technique, speed, and just his personality. And, just very interesting to watch him. And then, working on my punch day and night, well, at least in the gym, and hopefully I'm going to start... We'll start knocking them out.
You don't mean that you're trying to punch your wife or something? Because you had to emphasize.
No. This fight, I'm not destined to win. So
exactly.
Not even starting it.
Have you ever had a chance to meet Mike?
Yes, I actually had. He was doing community service in Glisson Gym where I trained, and I was very happy. Very happy to meet him. Nice guy.
What exactly was he doing there?
He was actually training some kids, And you can imagine me coming there and the whole Christian gym just going crazy. And everybody just around Mike Tyson.
And you introduced yourself to him, I suppose. Did he know who you were?
I didn't introduce, but the thing is once, actually 2 years before that, I was actually when I turned professional, I was about to do my pro debut under Zab Judah Kasuzu. And I remember Mike Tyson was coming to his locker room, to Zab Judah locker room, and I was actually warming up in the same locker room. And I met him there. And when I met him second time, after a couple of years, when he was in community service, he remembered me, actually. And so it was very nice. And he was very nice person.
All right, Yuri, before we let you go, wanted to get your thoughts on the last 6 months in boxing, especially at the end of 2007, because, you know, when you look at really May of 07, when mixed martial arts, a sport that we cover at Jerry Park, was blowing up and everyone was sort of writing the early obituary for boxing, saying that the sport is now dead, then it just reel off like 10 straight, you know, fight of the year contenders, and now in 08 there's a lot of big fights coming along. How do you look at the sport in terms of, you know, a guy who's actually competing in it and you know, making a living off of it and one of the rising stars? Do you foresee that, you know, with mixed martial arts kind of breathing down its neck, that it's only going to be better for the sport, where promoters are going to have to really be forced to put the best guys up against each other, as opposed to the past where, you know, politics always got involved?
Well, the UFC and those fights, they're really getting huge these days. And I'm actually already doing for 2 months combat sambo.
Really?
This is like a Russian jiu-jitsu, what Fedor Emelianenko does.
Right.
Doing. And, well, you never know. Maybe in a couple of years I might even try myself in it. And also, just of the topic, I think Fedor Emelianenko is the greatest of all time in Ultimate Fighting, and I think would be awesome. The biggest fight is Emelianenko and
Randy
I don't
Couture.
Know.
To fight Randy Couture, right?
Randy Couture, yeah. I would love to see that, and I really would.
So you're actually a fan of the sport?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of you know what? I'm not a fan of the sport, but I'm a fan of few people, you know, in that sport. Like Fedor Emelianenko, you know, Andrei Arlovsky, yes, and a few more. Some fighters is just when I see it looks like just a bar fight, you know, very limited arms, boxing strikes, and not so good wrestlers, you know. So not really enjoying it. I like to enjoy really professionals and any kind of sport, and I would love to watch any kind of sport as long as professionals involved in it. And and thanks to fighters like, you know, Emelianenko, Couture, and the sport gets bigger, you know.
So that said, it has crept into your mind to maybe try your hand in a couple of years in MMA.
Yeah, because you know what, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to start anywhere if I'm not ready 100%. You know, like, for example, my boxing strides are great for that, but wrestling and all that is not great. So I'm going to work on that. And matter of fact, I'm going a couple hours to the training, to sample training. So.
Oh, really? So this is something that you're actually taking seriously?
Yeah, I'm doing it like one or twice a week, and I'm enjoying it. It's very fun. Russian coaches and give me that Soviet kind of Soviet when I was back a kid back in Soviet Union, that atmosphere, you know, and that I have a little nostalgia of it, and so I'm enjoying it. Also, I already called Paulie Malignaggi, who is a friend of mine,
right,
to do that too. So we actually been doing it for last month and a half together.
So are you safe to announce right now that in a couple of years we might see you in the UFC?
I can announce, but there is no promises. You know, I don't want to also announce if it will never happen. You know, I just right now doing it. Approximately for 2 months, the sambo, and it all depends how am I gonna be good at it or not. It's very complicated. Every every week I'm going there, and it's very tough. It's very different than boxing, and my mind has to think differently on the floor. And but we'll see. In a couple, probably in a year or so, the coach told me that I should try myself as amateur combat, combat sambo. You know, so it'd be fun to do that amateur.
Yeah, absolutely, so, definitely something we weren't expecting that from you, but definitely something. To look forward to when following your career. Yuri, thanks so much for joining us at Jari Park.
Oh, absolutely.
It was great
to talk
with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And,
thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. All the best, and thank you for having me.